Think about the NRA position that guns don't kill people, people do, and therefore that we should protect the rights of gun ownership. Just think about the contribution that the NRA could make to the discussion of foreign affairs. The NRA position reveals that it's a big mistake to control arms trafficking. They're spot on. We should just arm everyone, friend and foe, all the contending parties in Syria and Iraq. Al-Qaeda? Their guns don't kill. They do. No problem. ISIS? No problem. But we can learn from the NRA that the biggest mistake is the nuclear deal with Iran. After all, if everyone had nukes, no one would use them. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. Solved that one, thanks to the NRA. There's the problem of identifying perpetrators. NRA's got that solved, too. Tracing weapons is not allowed because it might lead to regulation and prohibition, which would undermine everything they stand for. No, we'll just have to guess who bombed whom. But the perpetrators will be scared because we might guess right among the hundreds of nations and many more terrorist groups. Peace reigns. But the real threat is from folks who don't have any apparent weapons. They're hiding it. So just like Trayvon Martin and all those other souls who got what the NRA reserved for them, we have to be ready to shoot first and ask questions later. There's a chance that someone might have evil intent, especially if they don't look right. Kill, kill, kill. Oh, scratch that. Arlo used that phrase in Alice's Restaurant. Let's say historicize them. Remember Dick Cheney's idea about Iraq? There was a chance they'd turn out bad, so let's just make a mess of their place first and let the whirlwind blow where it may, even if it whirls back on us. Try that in Syria and Libya. Let everyone have guns, mortars, grenades, and landmines. We can imagine them blowing each other's brains out until they've depopulated the area and removed any threat to us. They already blame the U.S. anyway. Of course, the weapons will end up in the hands of terrorists who will use them to fleece the people and turn the profits against new targets in America or among Americans. But then the American arms industry will really get going and we can have all-out war. Now that's a heroic future. Now just think of the environmental advantages. China has ended its one-child policy. What to do? How many nukes would it take to lower the Earth's population to about 3 billion? Of course, radiation from that many nukes might lower the population to zero. But we could end the release of carbon and methane into the atmosphere. That way we could gain some control over global warming. The place might actually be livable again for a new race of people who emerge from the sea and the apes into Homo sapiens in another 2 billion years. Think of that. The NRA could save the planet. Oh, my heavens, where is my tongue? In my cheek? Or is it deadly accurate?